causing that life. He hit on toys, moving on lost, only realized both of them's fine. Hey, look down, you better slow down. Let me tell you where I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna let you know the meaning of pain. He's got loads of cash, he talks a whole lot of trash. He thinks he's right as hot as mine. Out of the bag, I'm ready, let me out on where do I sign? I can't wait to meet that Johnny Coley, to get that little king of the road. He might be fast, but he's the queen of the grass. I'll tell ya, he's gonna get
Good morning and welcome to episode 197 of Taking the Charge podcast with you from Saragossa, Spain. I'm David Hine of Hine News. Thank you for stopping by. Yes, in Spain for U17 World Championship Youth Festival. Cannot wait. I was unfortunately unable to watch many of the games today. Watch any of the games, really. The women's games, men's games start tomorrow on Thursday. A big day. Get to that in a minute. First, let you know how you can contact the show. Catch us on Twitter. That's Hine News, HEINNEWS. Then there is the email address. That is hinenews@gmx.de. And Facebook group is Taking the Charge Podcast. Just put that in and ask to be welcome into the club. And, of course, we'll let you in. HineNews.com is the website. Go to iTunes, rate and review the show. Fantastic. Everything fantastic. I think I got them all. Kind of scattered brain right now. All right. Yeah, in Saragossa for the under 17 World Championship. And the women started today, so that was kind of, you know, that's the dynamics of this whole tournament. So that's the fact that the men and the women are playing at the same time. And pretty neat schedule. It provides you a opportunity to see some of the women's games if you're only interested in the men's games, and provides you an opportunity to see some of the men's games if you're really interested in the women's games. For example, tomorrow on Thursday, the first day of the men's, there's four women's games. So you have the two games in the two men's games, followed by the two women's games, followed by the two men's games. I don't mind. It's sometimes they can play some pretty good ball. We'll see. The tournament is tipping off for the men on Thursday, tomorrow. And it's a big day, actually, on Thursday. There's the Brexit vote, whether or not the Brits leave the England leaves the EU. So there's some politics there. There's the start of the under 17 World Championship for the men, and there's the NBA draft as well. So lots and lots going on. Great stuff. And so should be a fun day. Totally excited about being here after having to do the football soccer for 2 weeks in Berlin. It was refreshing to get out and come back and really just really totally delve in and get back in. And it's going to be a really good tournament, I think. And obviously a lot of people ask, you know, who do you think is going to win? It seems to me there's the two North American powers, USA and Canada, as the main teams that have the best chances. And I watched the Americans, the USA, play against Spain. And that's a really, really talented group that USA Basketball has put together. Again, not a surprise. Yeah, Loaded. Just wonder a little bit about some outside shooting. Wonder, not worried necessarily, but just wonder. You know, in tight games, you know, which of the guys would step up. And just kind of wondering a little bit what would happen if a team really presses them, what would happen. Obviously Trey Jones, the younger brother of Tyus Jones, is not at the tournament. He had thumb surgery, and I think he's about a week away. But USA basketball obviously really didn't want to, you know, that was cutting it really close. You know, he wouldn't have been able to play at all until now. And so, but they decided to, not bring him in, to the training camp, just because obviously, you know, wasn't able to even compete. You know, very good size. You look at Wendell Carter, you look at, Austin Wiley, Cartier Gordon, lots of length, you know, guys like Jackson and Brown and Knox, and good on the ball defenders, on the guards, the guard positions, with Howard and Smart, and quickly. So yeah, lots to like on that team. And of course, just named all those guys and didn't even mention the MVP of the under 16s last year, Gary Trent Jr. It seems I couldn't imagine anybody in the first group, in the group stage, giving them any sort of problem in the, you know, I mean, not even close to a problem. Those teams being Chinese Taipei, Egypt, and Turkey. And then you have the crossover being last place in group B. And that has Argentina, Spain, Mali, and Lithuania. Mali is an enormous team. And Argentina is really not very big. So I really think that Argentina could go winless in the group without a – that wouldn't surprise me at all. And then, so that would make that would put Argentina against the Americans. But then, I mean, the big game, I think probably the biggest games in group stage is in U17 basketball, U17 World Championship history. Is Australia against Canada? That's over in Group C. And Australia, as I think I've mentioned before, but Australia have been together now since May 4th is when Coach Watkins named his group May 4th. And the Canadians finally got their best player back Tuesday night was the first practice that he had. RJ Barrett, you know, he had been with the senior national team after they named the squad, the 12 man. He went to practice with the senior national team, as did Simi Chitu, and Chitu then came to Europe with the team, with the under 17 team, and Barrett came to Europe with the senior team. Played a game in Italy, and then came over to Italy, and yeah, unfortunately, you know, I mean, coach had to notify the 13th guy, the alternate, and that he was going to be going home. So a big time, tough. Position to be in there, but you know, hey, you know, you do have your best player coming in, and so Australia, you have on the one end who's been together for going on six weeks, and then, or is actually longer than that? No, it's probably 7 weeks. And then you have a team who's had their best player practice twice, not three times then, including Wednesdays. And then maybe they might have a walk through. No, I guess they're playing at noon, so they might not even have a walkthrough on Thursday. So you have three practices over the course of 10, 12 days with your best player in there. Still a great team, but, you know, you look at – so why is that game so important is that, you know, second place – those two are probably the two favorites in that group. You know, you also have Finland and you also have China. China I do really, really like, and I think they could be a real challenge. The reason why that game is so important is that most likely then they would take, you know, the loser would take second place in the group, usually. You know, obviously, you know, there's results, you know, not saying nothing against Finland and nothing against China. And the second place team in Group C would then face the United States in the quarterfinals if United States win the group, which obviously seems like a pretty good lock. So then you have Canada and USA in the quarterfinals, or Australia and United States in the quarterfinals. And obviously the goal is to avoid the Americans as long as possible. So, and intrigue even on top of that is that the Canadians and Australians played on, I think it was on Saturday in France. Barrett wasn't there, and the Canadians won pretty handily, and is that right? Canadians won pretty handily, or did they? Or maybe there was a game. Yeah, they did, and then the Canadians, the Australians then nearly beat the French. So yeah, lots of intrigue there. I really look forward to seeing this Canadian team. Quite a few of the guys. We've had them on the podcast too. Ignis, Bratsikas. You also have, you know, obviously Barrett and Chitu. You have Danilo Juricic. Akot, been told I'm gonna love him. Quincy was somewhat of a surprise that to some people that he made it on the team ahead of time. But if you look at his performance, I've been told he's one of the best kept secrets in Canadian basketball. So fun stuff. Australia are not as skilled, not as athletic, but you know, they're going to play good basketball, and I guess it's kind of just going down to, you know, limiting the opposing team's ability to be aggressive, be quick, be athletic, and it's kind of what imagine what the Australians would kind of do. You look at Group B. You have Argentina, Spain, Mali, and Lithuania. Lithuania are some pretty tough kids, and obviously they shoot lights out. So they'll be tough out. Spain are. What can I say about Spain? Spain's kind of a. They're not very big. First, really, Osas Aigator is probably the. He's not probably. He's their only big guy, really. Sergio Martinez is probably gonna have to play a little bit bigger in this tournament than he'd probably like to, and Francisco Salvador didn't look very good against the Americans. I wonder if they were just really too athletic for him. But it's going to be really Sergio Martinez and Miguel Gonzalez. The 2000s are both pretty nice. Alisson is the little guard, and then you have Parra, who's sort of a power forward guy and can do some things. And you have Joey Buckets, Josef Busquets, who's with Juventud. Who actually missed about 5 months, I think, about 4 or 5 months with sort of a thigh bruise that they couldn't get the blood out, And so he missed about 5 months, 4 or 5 months. And really, I think the first time he practiced was the first time he was able to get back out on the court since like January, February, was beginning of training camp, which I think was the 27th or so, 28th of March. So he was out a long time and is going to have to get his legs under him pretty quick because they're going to definitely need him to be able to shoot the ball. Mahaly, like I said, is huge. Really can't say too much about them because didn't see them at all other than seeing them in person at the headshots today. And just enormous guys. Argentina, I don't foresee Argentina doing very much in this tournament, to be honest. I think they're going to be playing in the 12 to 16 bracket, probably with Dominican Republic, I would say. Probably with Dominican Republic and maybe also with Chinese Taipei. And you guys need a fourth team, huh? You guys need a fourth team in the 12 to 16. Argentina, Dominican Republic, Chinese Taipei, and I don't really want to say Korea. That's going to be a surprise. Maybe Mahaly. I'll have to go maybe with Mahaly just because they're. Because they'll probably, if they do finish third, then they'll probably get Turkey, should get Turkey. It would seem that Turkey should be able to get second place in that group, Group A with the Americans, Egypt, and Chinese Taipei. So Mahaly would then, they'd send Mahaly down. Yeah, what else? So Australia, Finland, you know, I can't really say exactly size. They're pretty decent size. They're not big, but they do have a pretty big center, but they're also not overly small. They'll probably live quite a bit off of Elias Foltanen, Mika Heinonen, I think, is the other guy. Name is slipping me right now. China, like we said, I like this China team a lot. I think you have Zhu Ruxin, who's the big down low, can move around a little bit, do a couple things down low, block some shots, and run the floor a little bit as well. And one of the interesting things is sort of a personality more than other really, you know, expression Chinese dudes in the past. They have a nice wing in Bai Haotian, and then you have a couple of really, really good shooters in Huang and Wang Yibo. Those two guys are pretty good shooters, and then you have some length in the other parts of the team. And then you have a little point guard 2000 in Zhu Ji, and he's just a little, you know what, F you guys, I don't care, you might be bigger than me, but I'm still gonna take it to the basket and get my layup, and can also shoot from outside, and a real leader and a guy in crunch time who does not care at all about having the ball. I'm really looking forward to see what he does at this tournament because I think he was fantastic in Albert Schweitzer. Expect some big things from him. And that Chinese team, man, I'll tell you what, they might, who says that Canada, what's the second game? Canada play Finland the second game, China, Australia. Who says that the loser of the Australia Canada game doesn't end up in third place? Third place, you avoid the Americans until the final, just like first place. That leaves second place team You know, maybe that's China. Maybe China get the Americans in the quarterfinals. They'd probably get run down pretty fast, pretty good. Group D, France look pretty not overly big, but they have some decent size. I like their Olivier Sarr center, and they had to replace one of their main guys. Drawing a blank. Yannick Blanc. And he was the leading scorer for them last summer, so that's good. He hasn't been the scorer that he was last year. Other guys have stepped up as well. Yves Pond is back as well, who's just a real physical specimen. Horde seems to be really stepping up and playing some really good ball. And then Ivan Fevrers is pretty nice. Dominican Republic, not really sure too much about them, to be honest. Some decent size. But really can't say all, loads and loads about them. But just kind of wonder how really high level they'll be prepared. They got pretty beat up here in their games over here in Europe that they played. So not really sure what to expect from them. I don't really have that high of expectations. And they open up against Bosnia, and I have a feeling that Musa is going to take this team and just do Musa type of things. I don't know if they got enough. As much as I'd like to see them do pretty well, I don't know if they're really going to have enough horses to get it done. They'll be solid just because Musa's fantastic. It's going to be Musa, probably a little more Musa and then some more Musa on top of that. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, I can imagine. He'll force it a little bit. And I think as long as he can maybe keep that a little bit under control, if he could do that and he could really get his teammates involved, because people are going to be helping on him. If he scores, let's say 25 a game with 8 assists and shoots, let's say 50%, and from threes, like at least 35%. I think that'd be okay. I think they could take that and have a couple other guys here and there, just through passing, because he creates so much chaos. Through passing, they've been around. They've been together now for a little bit. Obviously you had the title winning team. You lose Shakira, so it's going to be obviously a big loss. But you put a couple of guys who can, keep moving the ball, and a couple of shooters out there. They're going to go as far as Musa as takes them. I mean, if Musa were to get hurt, I think they would probably be one of the worst teams here. That's just because he's such a huge part of them, and they'd really have to really totally step up collectively. And I don't know if the rest of those guys are really up to it. Korea, was talked up by to me from a guy in Asia. But looking at them, it's a pretty small group, and I don't know, man. I don't know if their lack of size is able to overcome, or if their other abilities are really going to be able to overcome their lack of size, which is definitely going to be there. I guess that's about it. I guess we got everybody. Turkey going back to Group 8. They're going to be... I don't really know what to expect from Turkey. I think they could compete and be one of the top teams here. They got a couple of bigs, you know, you have Mustafa. You have I can't remember their little point guard. See if I can find it real quick. And then obviously Batim is really super talented, but just hasn't really shown much at all. And you know, I was talking to coach, and he seems to think that at the end of the season in the States, didn't really get enough work done, and that's gonna maybe cause a little bit. It's been kind of he's been kind of behind since then. Their little point guard is Ari Aikios. I really think that Batim's gonna have to play pretty well. And for them to do very much. And, you know, one of the things that they did try to do was they tried to get Amachan Duran going because he had been kind of struggling. And I think it was one of the Lithuanian games, and they gave him 31 shots and just really let him, you know, work through things and also give give his teammates some confidence in him. And so... If the team can come back and play some good ball, then this is a team that could challenge, really could challenge for the semifinals. Quarterfinals, they would. I'm not sure exactly where they would get from, who they get. I think it would be one of the Group C. You'd be one of the Group C teams and a Group T team. I'm just. Don't really know right now off the top of my head. I can't remember where it would be, who they would get. Egypt, can't wait to see Ahmed Khalaf play. First guy in history then who plays this tournament two times. And, they got... we'll see. It seems to me that they might have some talent. And... but I don't know how it's going to play up in this one. You know, they look decent at times. And I know they didn't do very well at Albert Schweitzer. You know, that Albert Schweitzer team, you really can't compare anything to what they are with. Both SM and also Khalaf. And you know, they were leading the Bosnians by 7 with I think about a minute left in a friendly early on in the preseason, you know, in the preparation phase, and they ended up losing, but you know, that gave them a lot of confidence, I think Egypt's going to be fun to watch. I guess that's it. I guess I got everybody. I think it's going to be between the Americans and somebody else in the final. I don't know if I think your best bet. They're going to get better over the course of the tournament. They've always done that, especially at 17s, just because you know, it's such a young group. And not only young group, but also, you know, just trying to get back together and incorporate the new players. You know, they're still dealing with the traveling rule that you got to put the ball down first before you go. They're still dealing with that. They had 22 turnovers against Spain, who really didn't force them much. I mean, I don't even know. Trent, for example, had 7 turnovers. And, I mean... there's at least probably 4 of those were traveling calls. So, you know, once they kind of get that program into their brain a little bit more, that'll be a big deal. It'll make it not a deal anymore because they'll get used to it. All right. Yeah. So, USA you know, I've said USA Canada from the very beginning. I really like this group. You know, they do have two alpha dogs in Simi and Barrett and Chateau and Barrett. You know, there's still so many guys around that group, and I don't know if before I saw the Americans, I thought that maybe even the Canadians were one and the Americans were 1A as far as favorites. I think I'd probably go the other way around. The Canadians will be much more battle tested, playing Australia, Canada, playing Australia, Finland, and China in their group, whereas the USA, with opening with Chinese Taipei, seems to me that they, you know, their main thing is going to be getting, you know, in sync with one another as fast as possible. I think their two probably hardest games are going to be the final and the quarterfinals. Unless the loser of the first game in Group C between Canada and Australia, the loser of that game doesn't finish second. But if they happen to drop down to third, then it could be a different story. Other teams that I could see winning it, Turkey, I could see winning it if the team is back to playing how he did last year. I hate to count out Musa. I don't think they have enough, but I hate counting out Musa. France, I guess in theory, could. I'm going to put Australia as a finalist. You know, definitely would not surprise me at all if they reached the final. I guess you can maybe say Spain, because they are at home. I just don't think they have the size to compete against some of these teams. And Lithuania, man, it's Lithuania, so you can't. Can't really count them out. And then there's loads of talent in that team too. So, USA Canada. I'll say it, USA Canada. I don't want to have to call that. I don't have to call that right now. I guess if I have to, gun to my head, I think it'd still go with the USA, Canada. Just although because, you know, they haven't had time to gel either, just like the Americans, you know, but Canadians obviously a lot less, you know, without Barrett. If they get through that group's really gonna help them. The problem is if they do finish third, then they're gonna have to cross with France probably, or Bosnia, and that could be a tough one as well. I mean, that crossover is gonna be tough if you go down to third place. You avoid the Americans in the quarters, but then you're gonna have either Bosnia or France in the round of 16. So it's not exactly the easiest of games either. All right, I talked a lot about U17 World Championship. My two interviews are going to be kind of dealing with that. One of them is a little bit older. Was actually back at the Adidas Next Generation tournament from Belgrade, Sani Champara, the little guard for Bosnia Herzegovina. It starts off. I talk quite a bit about his time with Spars there. Spar Sarajevo, obviously, they played at the Adidas Next Generation tournament in Belgrade, and so, but also talked a lot about the under 17 World Championship. We're going to start with him, and we will catch you on the other side of that.
Okay, Sonny, we are here at the. Adidas Next Generation Tournament. You guys have reached the semifinals. I guess first of all, you had the bad first game. Maybe just first of all, talk about how you think the team's playing here.
At first we were bad, we didn't connect, but now it was our first game, so it was we were happy with we just won that, and now we're playing much better. We have more connection inside the team, and we think we can beat our every opponent.
What do you think you guys are doing really well? I mean, today Amar played a lot better than he did in the first two games. Maybe in just in general, what do you guys are doing as a group?
That's what I was talking about. At first game we didn't connect like a team. We played selfish, and that was the reason we played bad. But this game we had a meeting before the game, and we said that we have to be together, and if we want to do something in this tournament, and that was the thing this game, and we made it.
How much did it help that a lot of you guys have played in this tournament, even we're at the Final Four? Last year in Madrid, how much did that help you guys?
That helped us a lot, because we had experience and we knew what was waiting us here. So we tried to tell that to our younger teammates, so we can play better and know what we need to do.
Maybe talk a little bit about maybe this past summer for you. Probably a pretty crazy ride. First of all, you went to Tbilisi, to Georgia, and played in the Olympic Festival there. I imagine that kind of helped you guys bond together a little bit. Maybe first talk about that before we go to the Magic and Kaunas.
That was great. We trained hard for that, and we were very happy to win that. And after that, we won the European Championship. But it was all because we were a team. We connected good, but we had to stop thinking about that. We have a World Championship ahead of us, and we have to concentrate on that. To not get in the tournament like we are the best or something like that. So we have to settle down and humble.
You guys did win. You guys beat Lithuania in Lithuania. You know, big crowd in Kaunas. What do you remember most about that? What do you like to remember most about that? I know you said you want to look past it, but hey, it's a European Championship, and you know, what do you like to remember about it?
Something that I will remember for all times is that last seconds on the game. It was just amazing to know we are a European Championship. We beat Lithuania in front of 5,000 people, and that was simply great. Lithuania is a very good basketball country, and that's amazing.
If I'm not mistaken, the day you guys were in the final in Georgia, the U18 team was in the semifinals.
Yeah.
How much did you guys pay attention to that group in general? I mean, obviously they're guys that you more or less kind of know, so how much did you pay attention to that 18 group?
We watched the game. We almost played for our game, because we had to support them, and we were pretty sad because they had a win in their hands, and they kind of slipped it away. They had 17 points, 70 points
lead,
and they kind of slipped it out, and it was a bad game. But we didn't concerned about that. We had our game, and we tried to play the game like we know.
Talk about that hero's welcome that in Sarajevo. That must have been pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was really crazy. We had the best fans. Like, you know, we had 50,000 people waiting on us, and it was something amazing, especially for us. We have just hit 16 years, and that's pretty amazing.
What did you think of it all? I mean, all the country was all attention. I mean, it's a pretty sports-orientated culture, obviously just being former Yugoslavia and everything else. Just what did you think about the reception?
We are a small country, and nobody expected that from us, and it was a big news for our people, so they kind of made it rememberable for us, and that's pretty awesome.
How nervous were you if you were even going to be able to play the semifinals? I guess there was this financial matter. How nervous were you that you might not even get your chance to do this stuff?
We weren't nervous at all. We knew that will be okay, but it isn't our thing. We just play the game. We don't need money or something. We just want to play the game.
Talk about the Bosnian basketball. You know, there's, you know, this your group, the 18s were pretty strong. You know, talk about the rise maybe in Bosnian basketball. I saw an interview with Musa a little way back, and he said it, you know, pretty much it was Teletovic going to the NBA. Just kind of was your guys' moment. Talk about the rise of Bosnian basketball. Where do you think that comes from?
You know, it's tough because our country, our national basketball team, our senior team, they were there are players who was born before the war, and when the war was, they didn't train, and that is the main problem, I think. But now we have all we can all train. We have good teams in Bosnia. We play the league, and I think that Bosnian basketball will raise in a couple of years.
Do you think that what Musa kind of said, that Teletovic was going over there and him being in the NBA? Like Toronto, you look at Canadian basketball, and Toronto was like, you know, Vince Carter was like the main guy that pushed basketball there. Would you say that Teletovic kind of has the same thing?
Well, yeah, I think that, and Jusuf Nurkić is also in the NBA, so they are our idols, so we try to compare like them, and I think they will rise, first Teletovic and Nurkić, they will rise, they will help rise this basketball in Boston.
We have the World Championship coming up in a couple of months. It's going to be in Spain. You guys are going to go as European champions, so there's always a little bit of pressure there, but in general, what's the team's sort of mind frame going to the championship?
We are confident because we know we won the European Championship, but that was that is pretty bad. That can be pretty bad for us because we can go in the sky too much. But we have to stay humble and play like we just met. So we just have to play together as a team, and I think the result will not go anywhere.
Talking maybe a little bit about the experience that you guys are getting. You're here. Musa's obviously playing, you know, the EuroLeague. Even Shakiris is down in Stella Zern and doing a good job there. Talk about the experience that you guys are able to have at even that being 16, 17.
That's a great experience, especially for young guys. So we can play against the better players and the best players in Europe. So it's great for us, especially when we get together. We have that experience, and we will know what is like a world championship will not be something we don't know anything about.
What's the goal there?
Of course, the medal. We know we have a good team, and we're going for the medal.
What would it mean to have a medal at the end of it, to be on the podium?
It would be a great honor, and of course it would be another huge news for our country. It would be more madness in our country, and we really don't know. We just want to play, and what happens, happens.
Kind of just a little bit about your game, where you think you're doing. I mean, obviously you're shooting the ball pretty well from the outside. You're able to distribute the ball. Where do you think you're at your game right now? What are you working on still?
I think my best weapon is my shooting, of course, and I think I can shoot much better because it's not going so well. But like tournament is going on, I will have my night, and I'm expecting my night, and we will be better, and my shooting form is better, and I think it will go like well when we most need it.
And who are some of the guys that you look up to as far as when you were playing, when you were, you know, were you kind of learning the game, and or now, some of the guys you're looking up to?
I'm looking up to Steph Curry. I like his moves and his shooting, and I'm looking up to him.
He lost the three-point contest. You're going for a three-point contest tonight.
Yeah,
what do you think? Your chances?
It's always hard, but I think I can avenge him.
All right.
Second interview is with Ilias Ilias Valtonen, the Finnish star. The star of the Finnish team. I had a chance to talk to him, and here's my chat with him. And enjoy. Catch you on the other side of that.
Okay, so Ilias, I guess first of all, you are 1 week, a week from today, is the first game. I guess first of all, how nervous are you? How excited are you?
I'm pretty excited right now, of course. First in the championships ever in Finland, of course.
You guys had some games against the Lithuanians. You had two games against Lithuania and against two games against the Czechs under 17 and under 18 team.
You guys split against the Czechs, split against the, well, I guess split against both, right? And there was a flu bug that was going around the team. In general, how do you look back on those results, how the team played? What do you think about how the team played?
Of course, our game isn't ready, but I think we, our defense is pretty good level right now. But we have to do some things in offense. We are happy about the results. We have one camp time to practice our offensive game.
Yeah, I know you shot, I think you had you as a team, I think shot pretty poorly from outside, if I'm not mistaken, especially against Lithuania, right?
Yeah.
And you were also, you didn't play any of those games with your starting center. Yuka, how difficult was that?
I think we get good power in the bench, of course, too. But of course, when Tuukka is on the court, it's just easier to play with him. So he's a clever player, easier to play with him.
You mentioned it's the first time Finland is at the World Championship, the Under 17 World Championship. How excited are you guys right now?
I can't say. I think we are, but when we get into the plane, then we are more, I think.
And when do you fly?
Yes, almost.
When do you fly over?
Twice a day.
On Tuesday? On Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not even playing. I fly on Monday, and I can't wait.
Yeah.
Let's kind of go back to last summer. You guys had, Finland have been able to play pretty well at the youth levels. Obviously, the senior team is making strides and becoming a pretty established team. Let's say among the top 10, pretty safe to say at the senior level.
Yeah.
You guys are doing good at the youth levels as well. We'll come back to that as well. But talk about the under 16s. What was your, you needed to, I think actually when you went into the tournament, you had to become fifth because I don't think Spain had been named yet, right, as the host, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was during the tournament that they said Spain would host a tournament, right?
I didn't understand what you said.
When you went into the tournament, you thought you had to become fifth, right? Because before the tournament, it wasn't known that Spain would host, right?
Yeah. I think we knew that we had to become sixth.
Was it sixth? Okay. So
yeah.
So you knew quarterfinals. You could lose a game at the quarterfinals. And then you had to win that.
Yeah, but of course you want to go to medals game.
Yeah. Your thought process, the team, what were you thinking going into the tournament?
In World Championships or...
The under-16s. Under-16s last summer.
I think we were not so experienced and people's first championships. But we know our chances then. We knew our chances.
When you started, you lost against Italy to start, and then you beat Serbia, and then you beat Bosnia, who ended up winning the thing. Was that when you kind of thought, hey, maybe every time, of course, you want to go and you want to get a medal. But was that when you kind of said, oh, maybe we have a chance to do this actually?
Like I said, I knew it before even the championship starts, but I think our team at this point they knew that we can do.
Yeah. Talk about the Serbia game. You beat them in the first round, and then you faced them again. You knew that history was on the line. 68-63. What do you remember about that historic game?
I remember that it was tough start for us, but then we were we were lazy, like a little bit, I think. But then in the halftime, we came back and fought that win. We wanted that so much, so we just fight that win.
I'd say you fought pretty well. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 6 blocks. Was this just kind of also you went 10 of 18. Did you kind of also just say, listen, guys, I want this so bad and just come on and let's go do this?
Yeah, I don't remember what they said, but something like that.
So what did you guys, what was the feeling? You know, you knew that you had made history and that you're going to be going to the World Championships, to the World Championship.
I think we didn't recognize that then, but it was, when we arrived to the hotel, then we cheered a little bit there, and we were so happy with each other, and yeah.
I mentioned that the Finnish basketball team, basketball federation, is doing a good job. This summer, for the first time, all of the youth teams are going to be at the A level. The 20s got up, and obviously 16s and 18s. What does that mean? What does that mean that all of the youth levels are playing at the A level?
Of course, it means that the next generations can play A level too, if we can stay in A level. Of course, it's a big thing that we get tough national games, of course, and experience, of course, playing hard games.
Do you think that kind of puts a pressure on the younger generations too? Say. Not necessarily pressure in a bad way, but also in a good way, saying, you know, you guys, you know, we have a standard now that we've been able to accomplish, and it's now you have to keep going. Do you think that's there?
Yeah, we just have to keep going, and maybe it brings some pressure to the younger generations, but I see it's a good thing.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, pressure—not necessarily in a bad way, you know. But maybe talk a little bit about you. You are from a small town, in Urea.
I'm actually right here now.
You're actually back at home.
Yeah.
What was the population? I can't remember what it was.
12,000.
12,000. There you go. 12,000. What's it feel like, you know, knowing, you know, you're small, really a small town kid, and you're going to be on the world stage playing against some of the greatest basketball nations in the world?
I don't see any difference, but of course there's a little bit less population, of course. There is no, but here is always court open. You can go to shoot. It's the same. I don't see any difference.
Who did you kind of grow up watching? You know, you're born in 1999. You figure, you know, first at least 5-6 years, whatever. Probably not too much basketball. When did you start basketball, and how did you start basketball?
I think I was 7 or 8 years old. My dad just bring me in his coaching practice. Before that, I was watching, like, in 3 years old when my dad coached older boys. So I just went practice and keep bouncing ball, and I like that.
And when you finally said that you want to play basketball, not professionally, but you want to play it, that you like it, who were some of the players, professional players, that you looked up to?
I think then when I was so young, I watched a little bit like NBA actions in the TV. Then was like Kobe Bryant, but I think now it's Kevin Durant.
Why do you say that?
Why Kevin Durant?
Yeah, why do you say What do you like about Kevin Durant and his game?
I think he's just all-around player. He can do everything, I think, and he's just a good role model.
Talk a little bit about your game. You know, if somebody's never seen you play, how would you describe what you do, what you can do?
I can drive to the back with both hands and pass in these drives, pass out of these drives, and I think I'm a pretty good leader of the team, and like I know the game pretty well, but then I can improve my shooting a little bit and of course ball handling, I think.
Those are the two areas that you're really working on, your shooting and your ball handling.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Maybe, you know, you were in Urea for a while until this past season, and then this season you moved to Helsinki to go to the NBA there. What was your, you know, why did you decide to do that now? Had you thought about it before and this was finally the right time? Or, you know, talk about your decision to go to Helsinki and NBA.
HBA.
HBA, yes, sorry.
I think that there I can improve as a player as much as I can do. There we concentrate about practice more than the games. So I think there I can become as good player as I can.
Just refresh my memory. Where do you play? Do you guys play in the first division in Finland then?
Yeah, first division, yeah.
Okay.
Second highest level.
Okay, second division then.
It's like Korisliiga is the highest level, and then it's first division.
Right, so it's the second level in the country.
Yeah.
And is it you cannot go up to the first division, but you also cannot go down to the third division, or
we can go up and down because who is first improves the Bundesliga and last drops to the first division B. It's like A and B.
Okay, but so you can't go up.
I think we can, but I think we are not going.
Okay. You know, everybody you talk to, you know, say NBA is the main goal. What about your goal for the next, let's say, 2-3 years? What do you want to do?
I had thought that, but maybe I want to go to college, as good college as I can, and after that. Just maybe if I improve a lot, if improve much, it's an NBA or some pro team in Europe.
Maybe talk about what you do when you're not on the court. What do you like to do?
I like to be with my friends or sleep when I have time. I don't have much. Maybe eat or play PlayStation.
You're a PlayStation guy then?
Yeah, a little bit, but not much.
What do you play?
NBA, FIFA, NHL.
Okay, NHL too. Aye, of course, Finland's big.
Hockey nation. Yeah.
Hockey nation. Yeah. And so who do you? Well, let's start. Go with all three games. Who do you play? Who are you when you play the game?
You mean NBA or
all three games?
I don't play as a team always. I play with teams always.
Okay. Yeah, but what teams do you play when you play?
What's your favorite
team to play? Let's say that.
Oklahoma City, of course, and maybe ice hockey. I like St. Louis Blues.
The Blues. Why do you like the Blues?
I don't know. There is good players. I like them.
Okay. Are you a big hockey fan?
No, not much. Okay. I have played hockey a little bit, but I finished it like 12 years old or 11.
Okay. Does everybody in Finland have to be a hockey fan or no?
No.
No?
No. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I have just played that game a little bit.
Okay. And FIFA?
Some, maybe like Tottenham Hotspur or however, doesn't matter.
Okay. But more club, no national team on FIFA?
No, I just what sometimes I play with it.
Okay. Are you watching the Euro right now?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Tough games. Every game is like 0-0 or something like that. It's boring, I think. That's why I play basketball.
Exactly. I have to watch some of it for my job right now, and it's pretty boring sometimes. I tell you. I keep thinking, under 17s are going to start in a week and whatever. So.
Yeah.
I guess you know we talked about the under 18s, or we talked about the Finland that you're. You know, that they're represented in all the levels Finland is.
Yeah.
And that the national team is doing really well. What's the secret? What are you guys doing right?
That's hard to say. Maybe or so. I think that Karl Suomalainen and Sisu is like, we don't give up, I think. That's the main reason. And or aggressive playing style. I don't know. We have a few secrets, but
You can't tell me, otherwise you have to kill me, right?
Yeah, I can, but it's because our heart, we get everything our heart.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, there's something with Chaos too, right?
Yeah, Chaos Basketball.
What was it called again?
What?
What's the kind of style you guys play?
Chaos Basketball.
Chaos Basketball? Okay. That's so great.
Once under 18 coach said that, but and we try and do chaos in the court. Fantastic. But I don't know.
Expectations for Saragossa. You guys are in a group, a very difficult group C, with Australia, China, and Canada. Australia, you know, the last two times they've reached the final. Canada, yeah. If everybody is with the team, they could be one of the best teams in the entire tournament. And China,
yeah,
have been really giving their players a lot of experience against older players through the preparations, and I think have pretty high hopes. Not to put you down at all, because obviously you guys have, you know, come through Europe, which is obviously very difficult. Expectations, though, going into the tournament?
We will not get anything easy. So, but like I said, we have our chances against every team, and we're gonna play every game as one. And of course, we know our strengths of like Australia, Canada, and China. So we're gonna play our strengths too.
What do you think has to that Finland have to do well in order to have success there?
I think we got to rebound well, because I think we are a little bit smaller teams than else, but of course we have to rebound well and shoot well too.
If of course the goal is to get a medal. Do you go in saying, do we, you know, we want to at least do this? Is there a point where you say, all right, this is, if we reach this level, then it's a success, and then everything else is better? And if so, where would you place that?
We haven't set that goal, but I think we wanna. Like, if we go like in the 10, it would be good. I think we haven't talked that goal yet. I think, next year. But I think if we go in a group of 10, then it's good. Yeah, 10 is good.
Okay. I guess that's it. Good luck.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
And look forward to finally seeing you play for the first time live.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, see you there.
All right. Good kid. Really looking forward to seeing him play. Haven't really seen him live, only on the stream from last year at the under-16s, but liked his game a lot. And I can see why a lot of people are interested in him, especially colleges. There's going to be a lot of colleges there to watch the games. And, so it sounds like he's going to be heading to college. So guys are going to be looking to see where he can do. All right, I need to run. I need to get some other stuff going on. Finished up. Let you know what you're going to be listening to. The song is called Halo Down. And it is by Big Sandy and his Flyrite Boys. Hope you really enjoy it. Hope you go to YouTube, FIBA, and you're going to be able to watch all the games from the Under-17 World Championship. I think there's going to be some really, really great action. There's going to be some really, really great players. I think you're really going to really, really like it. I really, really do. Sorry about that. FIBA.com. YouTube.com FIBA YouTube.com FIBA, and then you can watch the games. Enjoy them, and we'll talk to you next week when we know a lot more about this tournament. So talk to you then.
Jan Armusa, and you listen to Taking Charge.